France Musique. Relax. Lionel Esparza, France Musique.
Aujourd'hui en disque de légende, l'une des œuvres majeures du XXe siècle, la Sinfonia de Luciano Berio, composée en 1968 et gravée par Pierre Boulez en 1984. Premier grand enregistrement de cette œuvre emblématique de son époque et d'un moment qu'on va appeler aussi la postmodernité pour son mouvement central. Là-dedans, Luciano Berio reprend le scherzo de la deuxième symphonie de Gustav Mahler. Il le reprend quasiment tel quel. Enfin, en effaçant beaucoup de musique, mais en conservant la continuité de la pièce et en ajoutant par-dessus des morceaux de Stravinsky, Ravel, Beethoven, Strauss, comme si toute l'histoire de la musique venait miroiter sur ce grand fleuve mahlérien. C'est un choix pour la discothèque idéale de France Musique de Flora Sternadel, que vous connaissez sans doute parce qu'elle est attachée de production chez nous et pour cette émission, Relax en particulier, c'est pour ça que je la cite quasiment à la fin de chacun de nos programmes. Flora qui, dans la discothèque idéale, nous rappelle à quel point Berio était heureux de cette version qu'il disait lui-même splendide. Il en remercia d'ailleurs beaucoup Pierre Boulez. Il s'en est dit incroyablement ému. Il l'a remercié au point que le « Merci, Monsieur Boulez » apparaît en anglais à la fin de la partition.
Keep going. Yes. Nothing more restful than chambers.
I say I...
Exercise. With not even a small mountain on the horizon, a man would wonder where his kingdom ended.
Keep going.
A poem. A danced poem all round, an endless chain taking turns to talk. This represents at least 1,000 words I was not counting on. I may well be glad of them. But seeing Daphne and Chloe written in red, counting the seconds while nothing has happened but the obsession with... I'm in the air, the walls, everything heals, opens, ebbs, flows. Yes, I feel the moment has come for me to look back. I must not forget this. I've not forgotten it. But I must have said this before, since I say it now. They think I'm alive, not in a room either. Well, so there is an audience. It's a fantastic public performance.
And the curtain comes down for the ninth time. You never notice. I shall say my old lesson.
Then I shall have lived. They think I'm alive, not in a womb either. Even that takes time. That's bombs. The earth would have to break. It isn't earth. One doesn't know what it is. Maybe a kind of competition on the stage with just 8 female dancers and words.
shall see my old lesson if I can remember it. I must not forget this. I've not forgotten it. But I must have said this before, since I say it now. Well, I prefer that, I must say, I prefer that.
But what?
Oh, you know, or you, well, I suppose the audience. Well, well, so there is an audience. It's a public show. You buy your seat and you wait. Perhaps it's free, a free show. You take your seat and you wait for it to begin. Or perhaps it's compulsory, a compulsory show. That's the show. Someone reciting selected passages, old favorites. Someone improvising. You can barely hear him. That's the show. You can't leave. You're afraid to leave. You make the best of it. You taught him. Be it. You came too early. Here we need that. It's only beginning. It hasn't begun. He'll be there any moment. He'll begin any moment. That's the show, waiting for the show to the sound of a murmur. You try and hear it, perhaps it's not this at all. Perhaps it's the air, ascending, descending, flowing, any seeking exit, finding none. And the spectators, where are they? You didn't notice in the anguish of waiting. Never noticed you were waiting alone. That's the show for the fools in the palace. Waiting, waiting alone. That's the show. Waiting alone in the restless air for it to begin, while every now and then a familiar passacaglia filters through the other noises, waiting for something to begin, for there to be something else but you, for the power to rise, the courage to leave, picking your way through the cause to come, seeking the cause, losing it again, seeking no longer. We shall overcome the incessant noise, for as Henri says, is if this noise would stop, there'd be nothing more to say. Try and be reasonable. Perhaps you're blind, probably deaf. The show is over, all is over, but where then is the hand, the helping hand, or merely charitable, or the hired hand? It's a long time coming to take yours and draw you away. That's the show, free, gratis, and for nothing, waiting alone, blind, deaf. You don't know where, you don't know for what, for a hand to come and draw you away somewhere else where perhaps it's worse. Where now?
Who's not going?
When now? Keep going.
Yes, what can you expect?
They don't know who they are either.
Did you hear him? Keep going.
Did you hear him?
Stop.
Stop.
Keep going.
And keep going.
Unceasingly, in yourself, outside yourself. It It's late now. You shall never hear again the lowing cattle, the rush of the stream. In a chamber dimensions unknown, I do not move and never get shall again on long road or short. The fact is, I trouble no one, but I did. And after each group disintegration, the name of Mayakovsky hangs in the clean air. Face to face, now, here. And they remind us that all this can't stop the wars, can't make the old younger, or lower the price of bread. It can't stop the wars, can't make the old younger, or lower the price of bread. Can't erase solitude and tell them the tread outside the door. We can only nod, yes, it's true. But no need to remind, to point, for all is with us always, except perhaps at certain moments here on these rows of balconies, in a crowd or out of it, perhaps made a point of watching. And tomorrow we'll read that Berio's kind worker made tulips grow in my garden, and altered the flow of the ocean currents. We must believe it's true. There must be something else, otherwise it would be quite hopeless. But it is quite hopeless, unquestioning, but it can't go on, it, say it, not knowing what. It's getting late. Where now? When now? I have a present for you. Keep going, page after page, keep going, going on, call that going, call that on, but wait. He's barely moving now, almost still. Should I make my introductions? We have Olive Simpson, first soprano, Jacqueline Barron, second soprano, Sue Bickley, first contralto, Carol Canning, second contralto, Philip Sheffield, first tenor, Ward Swingle, second tenor, Michael Dorr, first bass, and Simon Grant, second bass. But now it's done, it's over. We've had our chance. There is even, for a second, hope of resurrection, or almost. Mein junges Leben hat ein Ende. We must collect our thoughts. For the unexpected is always upon us, in our room, in the street, at the door, on a stage. Thank you, Mr. Boulez.
Thank you, Mr. Boulez. Ainsi s'achève In Ruhig Fließender Bewegung, le troisième mouvement de la Sinfonia de Luciano Berio, œuvre de 1968, qui nous disait tout d'un coup que l'histoire de la musique, eh ben, c'est une composante à part entière pour le compositeur du XXe siècle, dont l'oreille est par force une oreille historiquement informée. Enregistrement de 1984 pour Erato, le disque sortirait deux ans après et deviendrait une sorte de classique de la discothèque du XXe siècle. C'était le choix de Flora Sternadel pour la discothèque idéale de France Musique, à retrouver en librairie aux éditions Grunt et en disque de légende sur francemusique.fr.
À réécouter sur francemusique.fr.